This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Joining us again from his, I can only imagine like there's a wastebasket somewhere, but nobody wads up paper and throws it at the wastebasket anymore, but I'll bet you it used to be that way in his office. But joining us again is the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, and that is Dan Zimmerman. How do you do, sir?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm better, you know.
Better is good.
The highlight of my day was the compression socks and the Crocs.
That must be a great look.
It positively is. Once you hit 60, you can pull it off with no issues. None.
Hey, if you're comfortable, I'm happy. I'm good with it.
It isn't so much that I'm comfortable. I'm trying to fight something. I've got some of the stupidest maladies I've ever dealt with.
Sorry to hear that.
Stupid maladies. Absolutely stupid. But you know what? No problem. You have managed to find the single creepiest picture of Art Acevedo I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he's a unique individual.
Now, is he in Miami? I thought he was in Austin or Houston or something like that.
Well, he started in Austin. We had him here for years.
Okay.
And then he jumped to Houston back in, gosh, I think it was 2017, maybe. And then earlier this year, he moved on to Miami, which I would think, you know, you would think that the chiefs like that would always want to go to a bigger city in Miami, smaller than Houston. But maybe he just likes South Florida. Anyway, that's where he is right now. And his department seems to be having trouble locating a bunch of rifles.
Now, it says that these are AR-15s. Are they AR-15s or M4s?
My understanding is AR-15.
Okay.
But who knows? We're dealing with media reports here, so.
Either way, I mean that's not a good. So is that something he inherited?
Does
something happen
to
his watch?
To be fair, when he got there, they did an inventory, and found that 25 rifles had been missing. He issued an ultimatum to his department, said they needed to be accounted for by X date. And I think only 9 of them were. So he's still missing. It was 16 rifles. The thing is, Chief Art is he's highly politicized. He's out there all the time preaching against gun rights. He was a big opponent while he was here of Texas constitutional carry bill. He testifies in the U.S. Senate all the time for stricter gun control laws. He doesn't believe that civilians should own AR-15s because he considers them weapons of war. Only police should own AR-15s, but seems to be that,
even though they can't find them all.
Yeah, some departments seem to have trouble keeping track of all of them.
Yeah. So I guess now he moves to the only state in the union, because we just got open carry that doesn't have open carry, so at least he'll have that going for him. While he's still
He's in Florida. He's in Miami.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, you're right. They, unless he's going fishing, you know, or hunting, he can't open carry in Florida. Of course, he has a badge, so he's special.
Yeah, he
but
can
yeah,
carry.
The other yeah. other folks can. Now he's leaving. He just left Texas, and we are about to become the 21st constitutional carry state here very shortly. So, I don't know if his opposition had anything to do with getting it passed, but I'd love to think so. He was not the only big city cop who came out against it. He had good company. Even some concealed carry trainers here in Texas came out against it. I think they were more interested in their pocketbook than they were in gun rights.
Well, in order to travel, unless you're only going to ever be in Texas, in order to travel, you're going to have a permit. I mean, in South Carolina, we got open carry. We didn't get constitutional carry, so you still have to have a permit. But even if we had constitutional carry, I would still get a permit.
I agree. I mean, I have a permit, and I will keep my permit, and I would always have one no matter what for exactly the reason that you state. If you ever want to go outside the state of Texas, you need that permit in order to carry your gun there. So I'm going to do that. However, some people will choose not to, and people should be able to buy a gun and carry it as they see and as they choose. That's a very good thing. And Texas will be by far the largest state with constitutional carry. I don't even know what the second largest state is. Like maybe Arizona? I'm not even sure. I think all the other states that have it are considerably smaller. So,
you know, that's a good point. That will take the gun carriers. I wonder what that will multiply the gun carriers to. I wonder, are we halfway of all the adults with constitutional carry and all the permits? Have we gotten to that halfway point of all adults carrying guns?
I don't think we've gotten there yet. That's a wonderful goal, but we've got a long ways to go. Anytime we've seen surveys or even done our own survey of our own readers here, or a lot of dedicated gun owners, most people don't carry on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
But with constitutional carry, it's nice to know that you can and do it legally anytime you choose.
I carry even when it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and a lot of times it is, but I tend to do it anyway just because, you know, it's habit, and it's not a habit I want to get out of. So.
It's an easy habit to get out of, isn't it? It's easy to rationalize it away, like, well, you know, the odds are, and well, you know, and it's really easy to rationalize that away. And
then
you read about something, and I mean, most of these things that happen, they happen somewhere where I'm pretty sure they had no idea it was going to occur, even though all of these red flags are popping up, if you'll excuse the pun. About whichever assailant we may be talking about, like in Boulder or like in Charleston or like in Parkland, all these yahoos that get out there. But at the same time, it's a very easy thing to rationalize with. I think that's why all of these micro guns are so popular, because they can say, well, I do carry a gun.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot easier to carry a 365 or Smith & Wesson Shield Plus than it is a Glock 19 or a CZ-75.
Much different.
To be honest, it really isn't a huge difference.
No.
But it's a smaller form factor, and I think people just convince themselves it's easier. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, it is smaller and lighter. But, you know, most people just convince themselves, and if that's good enough, fine. I'd rather they carry that than nothing at all.
I put up a video about the P365. Simply because I don't want to carry a gun that small. I still get hate for that today. It's like I attacked a sacred totem.
Everybody is very.
I think it has its place. Yeah. Coming up on the first break, and you can find this article. It is at the top. It's the first creepy picture you'll see at thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan plies his trade on a daily basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
To you live. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And some of these older Republicans, they really can't help themselves, can they? They just can't hide the fact that there's really not that much of a difference between an establishment Republican and a Democrat, can they?
Increasingly, that seems to be the case. Yeah. I think people tend to get to Washington and get institutionalized, as it were. And they're more interested in making friends and getting good headlines and being mentioned in an op-ed in the Times or the Washington Post than serving the people back home.
Right.
And they end up usually end up in trouble, hopefully, electorally. I think that Texas Senator John Cornyn is playing with fire right now. He's apparently been working for a week or two with one of the premier gun grabbers in the Senate, Connecticut's Senator Chris Murphy, to hammer out some sort of a compromise on a background check bill that would outlaw private gun sales in this country, something that's been legal forever. I'm not sure what he thinks he's going to accomplish by doing that, or why he thinks that that would be popular. Certainly not in his own state, and not in the country as a whole, unless he's, of course, reading the usual agitprop that's spouted in the Times and the Post and the rest of the mainstream media, or by every town in Gifford, saying that, you know, 90%+ of Americans want background, stronger background check law, when that's just garbage. Most of them don't even know that we have background check requirements and think that we need a background check when, you know, whenever they're asked by a pollster, you know, so do you think we need background checks in this country? Well, we already have background checks.
Well,
in this
country. Cornyn was a central figure in the Senate in 2013, and his bill for national reciprocity got the most votes that particular day in April, when they were trying to get universal background checks then. And that was when the NIH or something, National Institute for Statistics for Justice Department or something, pointed out that the only way for to actually rein in personal sales was to have a gun registry.
Exactly.
So are we going to sit here and think Cornyn has maybe gone early onset demented or what? I mean, he doesn't think that occurs now?
No, I doubt that that's the case. I'm not sure what his motivations are. I don't know. I don't see how he thinks this is going to help him with the people back home. He doesn't come up for election again until 2027. So maybe he thinks he can get away with something like this. And, you know, people do have short memories and he can live this down by the time he comes around again. And nobody will primary him. I'm not sure. But it's not a good idea. First of all, background checks stop virtually no crimes at all. Criminals get guns no matter what. We had another article earlier last week from Vox, and they pointed out the fact that background checks and assault weapons bans don't work. They don't stop quote unquote gun violence.
No.
So all he's doing here would be to give the Civilian Disarmament Caucus in Congress a win if he were to somehow hammer out a bill that would get enough other Republicans squishes to cross the aisle and vote for it. And then they would go back to and then after maybe one article in the Times and the and the Post will go back to calling him an extremist, a Nazi, a white supremacist, and hating him just as much as they ever did. So, I mean, I don't know what he thinks he's going to get.
Republicans are actually pretty stupid, aren't they? The ones that actually serve on the federal level are actually pretty dumb.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Republican Party is called the stupid party for good reason, because they frequently are exactly that. I mean, Lucy pulls that football away, and they try to kick it every time.
Yeah.
It'll
be interesting to see what comes of this. According to your article, Chris Murphy's not happy because they're not getting anything really out of it. It's not bearing the fruit, I guess, he wants it to bear where they're discussing it. But, I mean, politicians.
They haven't hammered anything out yet. Apparently, they haven't gotten anything that Murphy can hang his hat on, which is a good thing. At some point, they're just going to bring a bill to the floor anyway, Schumer will, with or without a compromise, and make Republicans go on record as voting against the background check bill. And they'll just use that as a cudgel for against them in the next election. Fine. I'm good with that.
I was waiting on you to give me the bad news there. I didn't ever hear it.
No, there wasn't any. The only bad news would be if somehow the bill was jiggered enough through Cornyn's efforts or to give people like Susan Collins her name just went out, the Alaska Senator.
Murkowski.
Yes. To give them enough cover to vote for it. And then get it over the line and get to 51 votes. Because even people like, I want to say Sinema, that she would vote against it currently.
Yeah.
And maybe even Manchin, although I'm not sure about him, because he obviously was the big proponent of expanded background checks back in 2014 or 13.
Well, whatever it is. I just look at these guys and everything, all these guys seeking political cover and all this other nonsense. And it brings up something else I want to talk about when we get back, because here in South Carolina, one of the things we got with open carry was Second Amendment sanctuary status.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't always mean what it says it means, so I want to discuss that with you when we get back. This article is on the front page. It's at the top of the front page and is lower down in the gun control section at thetruthaboutguns.com, waiting for you. Gigantic aggregator of news. Go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Monday, set to have a jam-packed week as senators try to bring a massive piece of legislation across the finish line and huddle behind the scenes for a slew of increasingly time-sensitive issues. The Senate is likely to leave on Thursday afternoon for a one-week break. One of the things on the agenda this week is a bill to invest more than $100 billion to counter China's competitiveness. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, saying,
supply chains, espionage, those are all important topics, but all the policy tweaks in the world would not amount to much help if we lose our military edge with respect to China.
President Biden is using a visit to FEMA headquarters to urge vulnerable regions to prepare for hurricane season. The administration also designating $1 billion to help states prepare for extreme weather events. USA Radio News. Another blue state governor is caught violating her own state's COVID rules at a local restaurant.
Michigan's governor has issued an apology after being caught violating her own health orders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was photographed at an East Lansing bar apparently violating her social distancing order. Whitmer apologized on Sunday, saying that because everyone in her group was vaccinated, she hadn't thought twice when two tables were pushed together to accommodate the growing group. Whitmer is one of several governors who have faced severe backlash over their COVID restrictions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Texas Senate has passed legislation to ban critical race theory from public and charter schools in the Lone Star State. The bill now heads to Republican Governor Greg Abbott's desk. Abbott is considered likely to sign it into law. The legislation would forbid employees in any state agency, school district, campus, open enrollment charter school, or school administration to require or make part of a course a number of concepts promoted by CRT. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle build, engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, my guest is Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. And I want to ask you a question about something. With all of these declarations of Second Amendment sanctuary and Second Amendment nullification of federal law and everything else, it has been pointed out by Cam Edwards that there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. And he suggests the right way is the way some of these blue states have declared themselves to be sanctuaries for immigration, because they withstand the test of the courts. And the only part about that that I missed was, what is it exactly that they do?
Yeah, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know the distinction. I do know that there is a wide delta among the different sanctuary declarations across the country. There are places that just make, in effect, virtue signaling announcements saying we declare ourselves a Second Amendment sanctuary, and that's it. It's just, you know, waving the flag. It's mom and apple pie, and that's it. There's nothing to back it up. There are other jurisdictions, including entire states. And there's one, I believe, still working its way in the Texas legislature, that not only would prohibit local law enforcement from assisting federal agents in enforcing federal gun control laws, but in some cases would even It even specifies penalties if they do so. So those are laws with teeth. Now, I'm sure Ken knows a lot more about this than I do, and I don't know what he's referring to regarding the immigration sanctuary bills and how they're structured legally that might make them more effective. I always thought that the only reason that those declarations work is because the feds have never been willing to force the issue. And, you know, when there's a Democrat in the White House, they're certainly not going to do it. And I don't know that Trump ever cared to do it when he was in office. I don't know if he ever, you know, I don't think he ever wanted to provoke a confrontation with California or whatever other states that have declared themselves immigration sanctuaries, you know, and try to go in and arrest people or deport them. So, but I haven't paid enough attention to that issue. Kind of have my hands full of guns these days. So,
just see, to me, and this is a problem with legislation. I don't ever see anybody getting out there and using the verbiage to where, you know, when you, if you're going to get out there and say we declare ourselves a Second Amendment sanctuary, you may as well go the whole way. You're already doing something that is so far beyond the pale because most everybody's out there, well, you know, federal supremacy preempts all, you know, all this other nonsense. And to me, a Second Amendment sanctuary is out there where you get out there and the state puts out a statement, we will abide by the Second Amendment. And what that means is if you do something against the Second Amendment, we will close our borders to you if you come in and try to enforce it. We will not enforce it here. You will not enforce it here. We have spoken.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they can prevent the Fed, somebody from the ATF or the FBI, from enforcing those laws in their state. I think what they can do is prevent state and local agencies from assisting the feds with doing that. But again, I'm not an attorney. That's just my understanding of how these laws work.
Getting out there, and I think with South Carolina's, I think what they said is, we will not enforce any federal gun law that is anti-constitutional. Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. What about if the feds decide to do this? As they have done in the past, as they have done in Waco, as they did in Ruby Ridge, as they do in plenty of places from time to time. They do it from time to time in all kinds of places. And when they do, most of the time, it leads to a disaster.
Frequently.
Yeah.
The ATF doesn't have a great record in that regard. But again, I don't know that states have the ability, legally or otherwise, to prevent federal agents from enforcing federal laws, even in their states.
Sure.
And that could also lead to an uncomfortable confrontation.
Yeah.
If they tried. So.
To me, getting out here and making some of these laws and putting a lot of political capital into things that you don't really mean, or you don't really have any idea what you're doing, or you don't, I mean.
Well, not really having any idea what they're doing is pretty much the standard, you know, standard operating procedure for
legislators. Yeah.
And most of them do what they do not to get something done, but to impress the people back home, get a headline, make it sound good, get something for the next email blast. Saying, you know, we're fighting for you, and by God, we're going to defend the Second Amendment, and we're not going to enforce illegal gun control laws in South Carolina or Texas or wherever. So it all looks very good, and they could campaign on it next time. Now, whatever it is they vote for has any teeth or does anything in the real world, that's usually a totally secondary issue.
Right. Well, I mean, the interesting thing about on the federal level is right now you got so many of these guys wanting to defund the police and empty the jails. while at the same time they want to outlaw all these guns. But does that mean they want to put gun owners in jail in place of criminals? Or, you know, do they even know what they mean?
Well, I don't think they always do, but I do think that there's a disparity between how law-abiding citizens are treated if they run afoul of gun laws, and how the average criminal is treated. And a lot of times, I want to say it's New York. I just read just in that last day or so, and it's all running together in my mind. I apologize. There's some place that wants to remove the penalties for using a gun during the commission of a crime. I want to say it's New York. Well, what that would do would be to remove any disincentives for using a gun in the commission of a crime, because usually that gets you, you know, a stiffer sentence, an extra 5 years, extra 10 years, or something like that. If you're making it easier, in effect, for criminals to commit gun crimes at the same time, and at the same time you're fighting the Supreme Court in order to keep your citizens disarmed, what kind of message does that send?
Very confusing one. Let me get you to hang on right there. You can find everything we're talking about, maybe not this particular item, but everything we're talking about, at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And you mentioned this Vox article that came out. Now, the article is a quote, or your article is a quote, but I mean, what did they do? Where did they come up with their data? I'm just curious about that.
Oh, goodness. A while back, and I can't remember. I would have to click on it. Let's see.
It was some sort of a study?
Several studies. Yeah, I mean, they went back and actually looked at several studies, and they noticed that, oh, hey, assault weapons bans and background checks don't actually do anything about gun violence, quote-unquote, and suicide. Now, that's not really news in and of itself. I mean, if you go back years, the New York Times had looked at the data and concluded the same thing. They ran an article called The Assault Weapons Myth about 10 years ago, saying, right, you know, the whole assault weapons ban thing was a total bust.
Right.
And our good friend at UC Davis, Garen Wintemute, looked at background checks in California and said that they don't do anything to stop shootings or suicides. So, and these are hardly pro-gun sources here that we're quoting from. These are people that have vested interests in gun control and long histories of supporting. So the Vox people were correct, and they note that, look, these laws don't do a damn thing to reduce crimes involving firearms or suicide. Politicians love to talk about them and advocate laws like that, but they don't. Enforcing laws, putting criminals in jail, not letting criminals out on personal recognizance bonds, zero bail situations, or refusing to prosecute certain crimes, as is being the case in cities all across the country that have certain breed of prosecutors. That's what causes increases in crime. Defunding the police, having fewer police. There was there was a situation that Governor Abbott here in Texas tweeted over the weekend. There was a shooting in Austin. Shots were fired. Somebody called 911. But there was nobody, no available Austin Police Department cop anywhere to respond to it, because the Austin Police Report, the police department is down, I think it's 25 or 30%, because they've been defunded by the utopian city council here that's too busy reimagining what policing can be. And it, 16 minutes later, a cop finally showed up. So when seconds count in Austin, a cop is only 16 minutes away. And we're not unique in that. This is happening in cities all across the country. And it's a disaster. But that's why crime is increasing in this country. The other side, politicians on the other side, are saying, oh, it's because guns are flooding American streets. No, that's not what's happening. What's happening is Americans are seeing what's happening. They're seeing the defunded police department. They're seeing the prosecutors who won't prosecute. They're seeing the jail doors opening. And they're saying, hey, there's less and less of a competent criminal justice system and law enforcement system to protect me. I need the ability to protect myself. So that's why you have millions of people in the last 15 months going out and buying firearms for the first time.
You know, there's two questions that I would want to ask if I was going to change something. And this is why I'm not a politician or a politician. One, I'd want to know, beyond that flawed survey that said 40% of all guns are bought without a background check, I'd want to know what the real percentage would be. I'd like to see a study out there. I know it would take years. I'd like to see how that would work out. The other thing I'd like to find out is how many of these states that supply data to the NICS or the NCIS or whatever they call it, how many of them are actually supplying all of their data? How many of them are actually missing some data? While they're out there touting background checks, we got plenty of examples of people that should have been in the system that never got put in the system.
Happens all the time. And the only time we hear about it is when one of those people who aren't reported, who should have been, does something horrendous.
Right.
Such as Sutherland Spring. That guy should never have been allowed to legally buy a firearm if the laws had been administered as they're supposed to be. And yet he was. But as I said, he's one because he created a very high profile crime. I'm sure there are tons of other people who slipped through the background check. That's all the time. And what's almost as worrying are the false positive, the law-abiding people who are prevented from buying firearms because their name happens to be Bob Smith, and they're just like 1,500 other Bob Smiths in the country who, you know, are felons or spousal abusers or whatever. They got a common name, and they can't buy a gun, even though they've been threatened by their neighbor or something like that, or, situations like that are just as worrisome.
Do you think this, shifting really quickly, do you think this Supreme Court decision is going to put a pall on the red flag laws that are out there right now? You think that people are going to use this as a lever against them?
I think that's going to be the direction that people are going to go in. I think I'm not somebody who's ever been good at and will not presume to prognosticate what the courts will do. But that's what gun rights people are going to try to do with that decision and force that into something that will invalidate a lot of red flag laws around the country. And that would be a very good day for freedom, for due process, and for gun rights.
I'm looking at some of the first comment on this from Shireman on this article. Sometimes it makes me wonder, simply because that kind of thought process He's wondering if he thinks it means it's easier to round up gun owners than guns themselves. And
yeah, I think that's getting a little bit of a Reynolds rep, Pat.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. The interesting thing about this article, and I haven't seen the article. I'm sure there's their usual little dose of rationalizations and, you know, no right is absolute and all this other stuff. I'm sure they've got all that stuff. But them blurting out this truth is interesting that they did it.
Exactly.
That and Fox did it.
That's why I made it the quote of the day, because it's always good to hear from an avowedly anti-gun publication. It's good to hear them acknowledge the fact, you know, some of the statistics that we've been quoting and talking about for years and years and years.
Yeah, that's always interesting to me when they get out there and they have that moment of lucidity. It's almost you can almost see their eyes clear for a second.
Yeah.
Almost see their eyes clear. Well, this article, like the other articles we've discussed today, you can find on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com, where Dan has this crackerjack squad of writers and authors writing constantly all day, every day. Dan never gets a break. Ever. He never gets a break. Ever. Even at dinner. So, thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me, as always, sir.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.